Golden Girl, Soul Queen Beverly Knight, celebrating her landmark 50th birthday with a new party album called The Fifth Chapter and a 50 tour of 20 UK dates. But tickets are really like gold, it's selling out everywhere. So hurry, and you might get the last tickets for Sheffield City Hall October the 23rd, Nottingham Royal Concert Hall on the 24th, Glasgow SEC Armadillo on the 26th, the Leicester de Montfort Hall on the 31st, and Brighton Dome on November the 7th. Now, due to phenomenal demand for tickets, she's also got two extra shows she's putting on next year in 2024 at the Royal Albert Hall on September the 23rd and Wolverhampton Hall's her hometown on September the 24th. You can get tickets from gigsandtours.com, ticketmaster.com. There'll be full links in the post on this interview. And I'm just so proud to say that National Treasure Beverly Knight is actually with us live here today to tell us all about it. Bev, how are you?
I am well, how are you?
Well, much the better for hearing your wonderful voice, as I'm sure thousands of people are going to be saying the same when you're on tour. So, come on, I've just got to remind everybody, you've had several top 10 albums, sold over a million albums in the UK. You've got a fantastic theatre career now with the likes of The Bodyguard, Memphis the Musical, Cats, Drifter's Girl, Sylvia. I mean, it's just, you're a tour de force. And I just want to start by saying you're my top five, one of my top five best female singers, not just in the UK, but worldwide, of all time. I've got Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, and Beverly Knight.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wow. But, wow. Thank you.
But listen, I'm thrilled, if not a little starstruck, to say that you're my special guest today. But tell me, first of all, what's it like to be 50? I can't believe you're 50. You only look 25.
I'm definitely 50. I promise, It's great being 50. I'm having the best time ever. I was never scared of that whole kind of getting older thing, because I've seen with my own eyes, you know, what happens to some women as they get older. They just seem to glow more and grow into their power. I saw it with my own mum. And, yeah, they get older, they get better. And so I've always kind of felt like this is a time of life that you embrace. You don't shut yourself away. You don't hide. You don't drop off a cliff. You know, all of these things that are societal norms. No, not at all. You go out there and you celebrate a new phase of yourself coming into your age and wisdom stage. And that's how I feel.
Well, listen, we're going to talk about the tour and the album. And I want to say, is that the best birthday present that you could ever have? A sold-out tour and a hit album?
Absolutely, it is. To have those things means the world, because it tells me that there is still a place for me in this industry and in music in general, and that people still want to hear from me and still want to come and see me do what I do. And that is a privilege, and it's one that I don't take lightly, not ever. It's so important, you know.
And it's like I was saying, most of your shows have sold out just in record time. I mean, you've undersold yourself here. You should be playing more nights than Take That. I mean, you know what I'm saying, you're selling everywhere. But you've got there's still a handful of shows where people can get tickets. I'm just going to remind everybody: Sheffield City Hall, Nottingham Royal Concert Hall, Glasgow, and Leicester, and Brighton Dome. I think they're the ones where there's, and I think tickets are in short supply there. So tell me a little bit about the tour. What can fans expect?
They can expect a great time. That's the number one thing. That you know you're going to get if you come and see me in a show, even if you don't know the songs, you're going to have fun. But in terms of the music, I will be, of course, showcasing songs from the fifth chapter. And the rest of the night will be the hits, fan favorites, covers that you wouldn't expect, and just me, just having a ball, and hopefully, you know, the audience is too. Bring your singing voices, because I like people to sing along, you know, on the choruses and things. And also, bring shoes that are comfortable on your feet, because I want people dancing. Really do. It's a celebration, so I want people on their feet.
Well, I'm sure that's going to be guaranteed. But so what we're saying is, it's a mix of the big hits that people know you for, and also that the wonderful new album. I'll come on to that in a minute.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. And some fan favourites too that people know from the years going back, from their other albums. So it's a celebration of all of it.
Fantastic. Just talking about the new album, only released last week. I see it's riding really high in the charts this week. The tipping, you're going to have your first top 10 in a few years. How does that feel?
Feels great. It feels great. It's just wonderful. You know, there's so much music to be consumed out there and so much music to find. There are more artists now than there have ever been, you know, in the history of the music industry, of modern music, because of technology and the way that people will record and receive music. The digital age has exploded all the different forums. And it means you've got so many people making music in their rooms, off of a computer or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's a hell of a lot of competition. There's a hell of a lot of radios to be, to hope you get playlisted on. There's a hell of a lot of podcasts.
It's certainly changed, hasn't it? The music industry in the time we've been involved, yeah.
You know, folk don't watch TV as much as they do. There's YouTube. There's so many different avenues and mediums. And so everybody is screaming to be heard. The fact that I am, you know, one of the top 10 biggest selling records of a specific week is it's mind blowing, given all the traffic, given so much music.
Well, let me tell you, Beverly, that the fifth chapter, I've had it on repeat all week since it opened. It's just marvellous. It is described as a kaleidoscope of your soul influences. There is disco, R&B, funk, gospel, right through to Northern Soul and the big ballads. Two great singles, the opener, Last One On My Mind, and
yes,
Systematic Overload, the new one as well. Now, you've not actually written everything this time. You've gone for great songwriters to produce your great songs. What was it important to produce an album of new material, and why did you do that rather than writing it yourself?
Glad you asked. I wanted a new studio album of original material. But the me turning to songwriters mostly, I did do a little bit of writing, but mostly turning to songwriters was, in all honesty, for practical reasons. I have, as everybody knows, I've got this dual career with theatre and acting, and there's been so much of it and so many projects that I've been taking on board that I just didn't have the bandwidth, if I'm honest with you, to sit and then go into studios, write songs and all of that. So I wanted to turn to songwriters, and I'm glad I did, because in so doing, they have helped me to bring a newer and a fresher sound to this record. Songwriters will take you in areas, as a fellow songwriter, perhaps that you wouldn't have naturally gone yourself, but because I've opened up to other songwriters, they've pulled me in to different things, and as a result, the album is this great big kaleidoscope of all of my musical influences explored fully, and I'm so glad.
It is. It's a beautiful album. And in terms of using songwriters, I suppose, you know, these days it's more the norm to write your own stuff. But I'm a huge fan of Sinatra and the big band sound. And when you look at the people who wrote for him, the likes of Sammy Cahn and the rest of it, who just this great songwriting talent. If it's out there, then it should be used, shouldn't it? The songwriters and producers out there, we need them.
Yes, nothing happens without a great song. You know, that's so important. The endurance of a song is in how great it is and how well it's produced, and of course, how well it's performed.
Yeah, it's the delivery, it's the timing, it's your, everything, the microphone technique, everything. You front that song and make it your own. And let me just say, this album is very much your own. It's beautiful. And I'd urge anybody to go out and buy it. If you can't get a ticket for the show, at least you can hear the album.
Yes, of course, absolutely.
I'd just like to say, obviously time's pressing. I could talk to you all day. I'm just trying to get as many questions in as I can here. And I reached out and asked fans if they've got questions for you. I've got one. He said, could you please ask Beth if she had to duet with anyone, who she would choose? And she said, he said, P.S., tell her fans are so proud of her. And that's from Dean from Brighton.
Oh, bless him. What a lovely man. Just lovely. Such a lovely guy. I know exactly who that is. He's been a long, long, long time fan and follower. And I'm so, so grateful to him and to all the long-term fans and everybody who's come along on the journey. So thank you, Dean, for that. Oh, my God. Who would I do? This, if it was out of everyone who has ever lived in the world, I mean, I'd choose Sam Cooke.
Wow.
Would have chosen Sam Cooke. Father of soul. He was the one who, as a child, for me, I can remember Mom and Dad putting on those records, the gospel recordings, not the soul recordings, but the gospel recordings of Sam Cooke, and me being absolutely mesmerised. I must have been about three,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. It's still a possibility, Bev, that you could actually duet with him. We've seen a lot of albums now with artists who are no longer here, like Sinatra, for instance. I mean, is it something that you consider? Would you do that?
It is something I would consider. No two ways about it. No two ways about it.
There you go. You've got your idea for your next album there. I just want 10%, that's all.
Hey!
One thing I want to ask you about is actually, you know, talking about your 50th birthday.
Yes.
It does beg the question, should I, would I, could I? What should you have done? What would you have done? What could you still do?
What should I have done? I don't think I should have done anything differently to how I've done it. I think my life has turned out the way it has for all the right reasons. It's allowed me to craft a career that was built to last, and it's also allowed me to add on this extra string to my bow of theatre. So, I don't think I would have done anything differently. What could I have done? Well, if you'd asked my late great father what I could have done, it would have been law. And yeah, that wasn't going to happen because I was fixed on music. But my dad really wanted me to study law, and because he thought I'd be great as a barrister because I like, you know, my back and forth, my arguments and stuff. But I ended up on a stage of musical.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Thank God.
As an add-on to that question, if you could write a note to your 21-year-old self, what would it say? Yeah. What advice would you give yourself?
Probably to take time to enjoy every single facet of what is about to happen, because it's going to happen and it goes very quickly. So take a pause and breathe and appreciate what's around you as you go. Don't just rush headlong into everything and be in such a hurry. Take your time and enjoy it.
Fabulous advice to everybody. And just final question, Bev. Obviously, we love the music. We love to see you in concert. And we love the albums, and I'm sure there's going to be much more. But theatre work's a big part of your life now. Are you going to keep the balance or concentrate one way or the other?
No, I'll be adding more and more to it. I'll be more music, more theatre, and definitely more in the acting realm, on screen too. It's all in the works. So I'll be busier than ever, which answers the would part of shoulda, woulda, coulda, in a way.
Well, listen, thank you, Bev. I just want to say happy birthday to you. It's a special landmark.
Thank you.
I introduce you as our golden girl, and at 50, that sums it up nicely, doesn't it? Have a great tour, and hopefully we'll get to see you very soon. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Lots of love to you, and thank you. Take care.